Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my illustrious co-host. If you want to holler at us, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We also encourage you to check out our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com, as well as hit us up on the social network at Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama, Facebook, my yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger, add me, I'll add you back, and we can hang out. But as always, y'all know, I can only talk about my illustrious co-host, because that's who y'all really want to holler at anyway. Illustrious co-host, you want to tell them what's happening?
What it is, what it was, what it's going to be. No, I'm just playing. You can reach me on Facebook, Miss 100% Spelled Out. You can email me at miss100%@yahoo.com. Or you can catch up with me on Twitter at 100%.
That's really nice.
What's nice about it? The fact that I make it so easy to communicate with me.
Yeah. Okay. You know, and people don't have to wait year after year after year to catch up to you. Not unlike JFK's mistress who come out with a book. Oh my God. I had an affair and it was so hot.
Oh God.
I'm selling a book like 50 years later.
No, you're not going to sell a book. Nobody's interested. Like, okay, you know?
Yeah, it's like she's 69 years old.
Nobody.
Grandma, church administrator. And her book is out, and she's talking about, I was a 19-year-old debutante, and I hooked up with him when he was 45. Yeah, I was waiting to hear something interesting, but nothing interesting ever came out, so... I kind of stopped paying attention to it.
Yeah, like watching paint dry is more interesting than listening to these people that keep running their mouth trying to make a dollar off of talking about who they've been with.
Yeah, I mean, you really, 50 years later, you trying to sell a book? Really? I'm not getting it. I'm not feeling it. I don't understand what is remotely interesting about you hooking up with JFK 50 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say, because of that doggone movie, that Marilyn Monroe thing. I mean, she was a woman who slept with a whole bunch of rich white dudes. I mean... So why is that
news?
Oscar worthy? You know, why is a movie about that Oscar worthy? I mean, why? Not interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we summed it up right there. Not interesting. Next. So So I'm gonna guess that you're not gonna buy that book then, right?
Probably not. It's not on my list of things to do.
Yeah. Mine either. Yeah. Anyway, what's more interesting to me, well, I'm lying, is that in Portland, for Valentine's Day, for all you people who don't have nothing going on Valentine's Day, the local pet store, Trebonne, I don't know, they're doing a celebration for pit bull awareness, where they will host a pit bull kissing booth.
Okay.
Yeah, because they say pit bulls are lovers, not fighters.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of get the sentiment behind the whole idea, but I won't be, you know, I'm not a fan of people letting dogs lick them in the mouth. I think it's nasty.
Well, you say that you understand the sentiment?
Yeah, because people want to destroy, they want all pit bulls euthanized because they feel that pit bulls is just this evil race of dogs, you know, who like kind of like they want to get rid of black people because they just think we're worthless and evil. But it's not the dog, it's the owner, you know. If you, it's just like a child. If you teach a child hate and violence from the time that they're born, when they grow up, that's all they're going to know is hate and violence. So that's what happens with these dogs. If you teach them to be vicious and mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to be vicious and mean. So,
yeah, I understand the sentiment, but the kissing booth?
Yeah, but the kissing, love. You know, Valentine's Day, love your dog, love your pet, love your pit bull.
Okay,
you know?
But yeah. the kiss, I'm on the kissing booth. I'm stuck right there.
I can't do the letting dog lick me in the mouth thing. That's,
yeah. Anyway, I mean, that's almost as crazy as this judge who orders the guy who committed domestic abuse and his wife to take her out on a date and buy her flowers.
Wow.
Yeah. You know where this went down at, right?
Florida.
Oh yeah. See, I didn't even have to say it.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida. No, I'm just
I'm trying to get it. They get into a fight after he neglected to wish her a happy birthday. And he shoved her, grabbed her by the neck, whatnot, tried to choke her a little bit. And so the judge says, hey, you going to take her out on a date, buy her flowers. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that he said don't choke her either.
I mean, but choking sometimes can be... excuse me. Didn't mean to go...
Hmm.
I mean, he pulled hair and
yeah, but this wasn't along those veins.
So she didn't like it. I get to take it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this wasn't in the sensual way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking this was in the.
He didn't tell her the safety word. The safety word is banana, and she didn't know it. All she had to do was use the safety word.
Yeah, okay. Safety word. Right.
It gets a little too rough for you. Everybody knows if it gets a little too rough for you, get out of handy. You have to have a safety word.
See, but don't you actually have to be in the middle of the act and kind of naked first?
No, you ain't got to be naked because part of it is snatching the clothes. Oh, wait, you get roughed up. So you got to get your clothes snatched off, not taken off. You don't take them off, you get them snatched off. Mm-hmm. But see, maybe he was, you know,
retarded.
And she wasn't. Maybe that's what it is.
Mm.
Maybe he didn't realize that she wasn't into it. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We just gonna leave that one alone.
All right, bye.
Because I'm thinking the original intent of his attacking her had nothing to do with any kind of sexual connotation whatsoever.
It wasn't passion. It wasn't that kind of passion.
Yeah, the wrong kind of passion.
So, well, that's, see, then maybe that's what, maybe the judge misunderstood. So maybe that's why the judge ordered, you know, the flowers and take her out, because maybe he was thinking the same thing I was thinking. But.
No, I'm thinking that he's one of them penis pump judges that has penis pump going, and so he thinks, well, just take her out on the date.
He wasn't quite listening anyway. He was really pissed.
Exactly. Now, another thing that didn't make sense to me, and I'm reading about it in the Bay Area here, that there are guys who are stealing cooking oil, recycled cooking oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm missing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, some of this recycled oil can be used in biofuel driven vehicles.
Oh, okay.
But some of it is more likely being sold back. It's grease. Nothing like good old lard.
Taste that shrinking. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Tastes like it's been dipped in motor oil.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not making my stomach feel good.
No, it's not working. That's not a good one.
It's not working, unfortunately. Maybe next time. I don't know. I thought of something else that just didn't make sense to me, and maybe you can help me out with this one, 100.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus was attacked by a conservative group for disgusting and sleazy behavior because, I guess a week or so back, she posed suggestively with a penis-shaped cake at her boyfriend's birthday party. And I thought, now, as a woman, I wanted your opinion. Do you think that she went too far posing with a penis cake, like, right by her face? What's your take on that?
You don't want to hear my opinion, because I would say whoever says something, fuck them and feed them cornflakes, or fuck them and feed them fish. I mean, who cares what they think? I mean, this is probably just a bunch of stuck up, dry, and when I say dry, I mean dried up, you know, long overdue, just old cackling hens. That's all. They have nothing better to do than, you know, be concerned with everybody else's business, and they probably don't even know what a dick look like. I mean, if one was in face that close to their face, they probably wouldn't be able to recognize what it was. I mean, they just really need to get a life. Maybe if they, well, then again, if they had one in their face, maybe they wouldn't be in somebody's business, you know.
Nah, they probably put that person in jail.
There's nothing wrong with, I mean,
my man pulled out his penis.
I mean, it's a cake, and it doesn't even matter if it was the real thing. That's her business. That's her boyfriend's birthday party. Just get a freaking life. Move on.
Yeah, I'm like, it's basically saying that she did a bad thing because she was glorifying the penis.
Let me tell you something. Let's not do that. I won't do
that. I'm just saying. Miley Cyrus, you have my respect because you put the penis on a pedestal.
That's what I'm talking about. That you're supposed to put. See, penises need to be put on pedestals more often. You know, you got to pamper it and
reach
love
home.
Cuddle up with it.
Hey.
I think we better go to break real soon.
Yeah, I think as our song is not just a moment, I think 100 needs to just
get a cool drink,
cool down a little bit, you know, get our juices back in, intact. Anyway, this is not just a moment.
This is just a moment dedicated to my mother, my grandmother, my father, all my niggas in the sin, all my niggas that died in the struggle. Love y'all. Can we please have a moment of silence? That's for my niggas doing years in confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the reaper came to get them. Can we please pour out some liquor? Symbolizing this, taking time and taking still of that. Though our love ain't here, love is here. And we gon' rest, still slug, kill us here. This for my dog, stuck in the struggle, trying to gain. Smoking trauma, sitting around while selling cocaine. Trapped in the game, not knowing how to stop and get by. Just living alive, someone say they live it to die. Can we please have a moment of peace? For every G that fell for a flag in the street, blood in the thugging, smoking and Logan, gripping and creeping, Latin and kinging, or just for poor rights to teach. As day goes, it's nightfall, for the rest of our lives will miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still go on while wishing y'all were home. As day goes, it's nightfall, for the rest of our lives will miss y'all. Brothers who die from black on black violence, from here to the dark continent where rebels sell diamonds. The clients all through the world got little black girls dying. And can we please pour some more liquor? For Will, Mokeem, Bar, Pappy, my niggas, here's another warrior song from Nasty Kwan. It's to him I pass the baton to carry the star. Streets disciples, salute to those who gone with bullets. And I promise to rhyme and crime, I'll rep this life to the fullest. And can we please have a moment of truth? Soldiers and troops away with helmets and boots, and families back home that pray they make it home safe, hoping they don't get hit by a stray or missiles. This is just a moment to let y'all all know that we miss you, mommy. I'm still here, wishing I was there with you. Let's take a moment. It's nightfall, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still go on while wishing y'all. For Pop, Biggie, and Pundits to us, they live on. Jim Master J, Ricky, Ty, and Aaliyah. Big L and Left Eye, when we die, we hope to see you. Can we please have a moment for children who got raped and murdered or trapped in the system, who never knew their father, never learned his dream, but was got about drug dealers, killers, and crack fiends. A single mother just forced to play mom and dad, busting the ass to give a kid shit she never had. For my niggas in the pen, hoping rhymes to get him signed, so when released, they can say bye to a life of crime. For every mother that held his son in the street beating, crying the song of sorrow too dark and deep for speaking. Just a moment outside the day-to-day struggle to let the ones we really care about know that we love them. As day goes, it's nightfall, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still go on while wishing y'all were home. As day goes, it's nightfall, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still go on while wishing y'all were home. Thanks, man.
comrades. Just know that we got the baby. My nephew is gonna be fine. Put my life and my blood on that. Bye, y'all.
Together you gotta be smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with Dick Hugger and Miss 100%.
Yeah, that was Nas. Just a Moment. Yeah, that was one of my favorite Nas songs. As you obviously can't go wrong with giving a shout out to all the people that have been lost out there in the system. Those who never had a chance to do anything.
Yeah. Big shout out to you. Can't you play that song? That gives us the sentiment that I was feeling earlier when I was talking about, you know, the different
people
gone missing and, you know, nobody cares that they're, you know, that they don't even exist no more. Nobody even notices.
Well,
so, yeah.
if nobody else cares, we will say that we hear Smooth Drama, we care. We will always care. We don't even have to know you to care. That's what we talking about.
Yeah, the Smooth Drama way.
Yeah, because we, of course, are not haters. You know, it's that...
Our next group of people.
Right. It's that time of the show where we go into them people that... But we got to go in on them people that you call haters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So, would you like me to go first?
I have my haters. Right there in the great state of Alabama.
Okay.
State of Alabama, their forensic evidence department, who analyzed countless amount of cases for the FBI and the police, are talking about. Because of budget cuts, they are experiencing a serious backlog, talking up to 17,000 drug and toxicology cases are still pending, which basically means 17,000 cases pending.
Mm.
All right, to think about that for a second.
Pending is never a good word.
Right.
It indicates halt, like cease, stop. You're waiting. You're like suspended in time.
Yeah, I mean, as one defense attorney, Charles Salviaggio, stated, I had a rape case, rape of a child, and once DNA came back, my guy didn't do it. He was in jail on no bond. And so you think, I mean, because basically you get put in jail, as we know, as accusatory terms. You get pulled over, you get picked, somebody say, oh, you did it. But DNA, a long time from now, can prove you innocent. Meanwhile, the real guy is out there.
You know.
So, my haters are the state of Alabama, all the legislature who cut the funds for that. They didn't cut their slush fund, but they cut the funds so the Department of Forensics can't do their job.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Alabama.
My hater. is a thief, or maybe a group of thieves, maybe it took more than one or two people to do this, they a church group from Valley View Baptist Church, it took them several months to collect over 3,000 pairs of shoes that they were taking on a missions trip to Honduras to help a lot of people. And they went to their storage facility and they wiped them out. They raised more, since that happened, the church congregation has raised more than $2,000, which is funny. It's enough to buy 2,000 pairs of clogs, but it has taken them 2 weeks, but they still haven't replaced all of the shoes that were stolen, and they basically have to go on admission with, you know, half of what they need, you know, to help people out. So,
sound like some haters to me.
Yeah, you're stealing shoes from people that don't. That's just crazy. I mean,
please, you already know. They like, yo, dog, I came up. I found a storage with a bunch of shoes.
Bunch of clogs. Not just shoes, clogs. They're clogs.
Okay, well.
Come on, really?
Yeah, really. Come on, you take the profit. That's what it is. It's all about the profit.
It is.
Or as a guy smarter than me once said, it's all about a dollar. Fuck being a scholar. Anyway.
But yeah.
Sounds like a hater to me.
So yeah, they get the double stink face.
Yes.
For me.
I mean, they don't even deserve you dunking in their face.
You know, they really don't, because me dunking in somebody's face can be a beautiful experience. So maybe, no, they don't get none of this. I'm just stressed.
Yes, the beautiful experience getting dunked on by Miss 100%, y'all. Coming to a court near you. And speaking of coming to a court near you, the L.A. lawmaker, and when I say L.A., I'm talking about Louisiana, not Los Angeles. He wants to take a campaign to ban wearing pajamas in public to a national level. Michael Williams from the Caddo Parish, he's written letters to national retailers petitioning stores such as Walmart and Target to not allow people wearing pajamas in their establishment, and say he's working with an attorney on wording of an ordinance, he says, that would not only base it on the Caddo Parish ban on sagging pants, just adding the pajamas in public to it. Now, inherently speaking, I think pajamas in public is a fashion no-no, just like I think the sagging pants where I can see your drawers.
Here we go again, trying to dictate, you know, what somebody can wear or can't wear. And once you open that door, it's not going to just stop at what we can't wear.
Right.
So I don't think that's something to consider. Right. You know, don't do it.
I mean, see, once again, we talk about this week after day, week after week. It's that we talk about how lawmakers, you know, and you'll say conservative lawmakers who will say government is the problem. We want to limit government in our lives. But it seems, once again, it only applies when it comes to rich people's money. Keep the government out our pockets, but keep the government on the common man. And I mean, in what's sad is they pick on things that they know we hate. I mean, yeah, who doesn't hate people walking around in pajamas looking all nasty and sagging? Yeah, I hate that. I wish I could shoot you with a dart, knock you unconscious, and tie your ass up and pull your pants up and, you know, you just scared to death, like, oh my God, every time I came outside sagging.
Give them an atomic wedgie. Every time somebody get caught sagging or wearing pajamas in public, make a law that they get an atomic wedgie. You know, you go over the back of the head.
No, I'm talking about breaking out the tranquilizer darts. That's what I'm talking. See, we gonna get gangster with it. We just gonna they fall out, and then you go out there and you pull their pants up, Urkel style.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you just film them, just all of them, just laid out, and put it on YouTube. They can see it. Like, yeah, we're out there. We are the tranquilizer police. Every time you're out there sagging or you out there in pajamas, we gonna dart your ass. That will stop it. I'm telling you.
But you know the thing about it is, if you is not you. And then I think that people have just gotten way out of hand with what they don't like to say. Oh, I don't like to see this woman wearing this. I don't like to see boys sagging. So, and they want to personalize it, but you can't personalize it. It's not you. If that's not what you like, that's not what you prefer. So just stay away from it. And if you see somebody like that, okay, well, look the other way. That does not reflect, somebody sagging does not reflect on you at all.
Well, so you know what? I mean, because I could go out there with an attitude and say, I want to sue all women who wear too many clothes. If you're not out there and see-through sheer, you violating, and I want to take you to court.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to be silly with it, you want to legislate? I'm like, so I get a bunch of men together and say, yeah, dog, that non-see-through clothes, that ain't cool.
Yeah.
So we going to legislate against you wearing what you want to wear, and you have to wear what we want you to wear. I'm just saying.
It could go both ways, too.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, technically speaking, I don't know any of the homies that would be like, yeah, man, that sounds like a good idea. We should do that.
I mean,
well, not for everybody though, because some of y'all need to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm just saying.
You are crazy, yeah. But I get exactly what you're saying, and I agree with that. It's just trying to say what a person can wear or can't wear, should or shouldn't wear. Yeah, we all have our idea of, you know, what fashion is or isn't, or what's tasteful, what's distasteful, but leave it up to the individual to govern what they wear out in public, not up to the government to govern.
Exactly. It's one of those things. It's out there. I mean, he's putting it out there. I guess he won't make himself famous, but... whatever the hell your name is, I said it once, I'm not saying it twice. You kiss my ass. Thinking about, well, no, because I'm not going to invite you to my rectal area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason, help.
That's why I had to stop myself. Yeah. Anyway, useless, baseless, silly-ass lawsuits. I still can't believe that we do these, like, supposed NBA legend Bill Bridges, who I've never heard of. He won the championship with the Golden State Warriors in 75. He filed a lawsuit in L.A. County claiming he visited a steam room last year at the Marriott in Santa Monica, and upon entering, a cloud of steam engulfed his face. As a result, he claims he suffered severe burns to his face and to his eyes, skin discoloration, and permanent scarring.
So is he saying that, okay, I can understand steam room is hot, that's the nature of it, but is there any type of any regulations on how hot a steam room is supposed to be? I mean, it's a steam room, so common sense says you need to be careful. You know, if you know that steam can burn, right?
Well, last time I checked, steam rooms are filled with steam.
And it's hot,
and
right?
They're hot. Yeah, it's not cold air being blown in. It's hot air. And and for the record, he says he's also suffering from psychological trauma and has been unable to go to another steam room.
You said that he played basketball in 75, right?
Yeah.
That's why he's doing this. He's broke. Been a long time.
Yeah, I would think that money would be an issue here.
Money, the root of all kinds of evil. Not all evil. People be misquoted. Yeah, all evil. It says all evil. No, it says all kinds of evil.
Yes, and this.
Yeah.
Suing, I mean, that's up there, and he may win, like the woman who sued McDonald's for the hot coffee.
Yes.
Retardation.
You know what, to be honest with you, and I know people ain't gonna like this, but I can understand that, because she ordered coffee in a cup, but it got on her, it spilled on her and burned her. Second degree burn. To me, if something is so hot to cause second degree burns, a person shouldn't be drinking that. So, I mean, yeah, coffee is hot, but are you ordering bubbling oil or lava? No, it's coffee. So, nothing, no beverage should be hot, so hot to cause second degree burns.
Okay.
So, I kind of agree with that one, but.
All righty there.
Steam is steam, baby. Get over it.
Okay. Hot coffee is hot coffee, but we.
Boiling.
We shall. Agree to disagree.
That's fine. I'll agree with that.
Now I do have to add that as we talked last week, Eddie Long and his being crowned, you know, the crowning of Eddie Long as the king of the Church of Idiots who keep having this man back. I guess he came through and he apologized. I'm sorry.
The bitch assness thing, okay?
Yeah.
Break
down. Why is Eddie Long being accused by you, Miss 100%, of bitch assness?
See, the jury has already deliberated on this, and they came back with a verdict of being guilty of first degree, premeditated bitch acting.
Premeditated?
Premeditated, because you already knew what you was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew it was some bullshit when you thought about doing it, but you went ahead and committed the crime anyway. In no way should you even be looked at or thought of or even think of yourself as any type of a king, you child molesting freak. But then you turn around and want to have somebody crown you and make you seem as if you are above everybody else, but then turn around and apologize for it. You knew what the fuck you was doing when you did it. So to me, that's the definition of bitch ass.
I'm the king. He's the king of the S curl wig.
King of bitch asses.
Yeah, that too. And on that note, because it then got a little sticky and...
I don't like that. I'm sorry. He makes me mad.
Yeah, he makes me a tad bit upset too, Miss 100%. We have to wash him off, and we gonna go old school with it, with some Lakim Shabazz. This is pure righteousness. We need some of this down there.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with Coach Dick Hugger and Miss 100%. That was Lakim Shabazz, Pure Righteousness.
Yep. When that song first came out back in those days, I could actually dance. I could like move a little bit. I can like arch my back, get down, and come back up. Oh, that's gone now.
Still dead now anyway.
Hey, I still move a little bit, but you know, all the exotic, you know.
That's like, what they're doing nowadays. That's not dancing.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, you know, the girls, they can go down. I used to be able to go down with them, and I can hold my balance and then go back and go up, come down, go up.
You and me both, bro.
Yeah, that's all that's gone now. I done lost all that.
Love
is no, we've come to that point in time in the show where we go over the people that we consider the dumb asses of the week.
Yay!
Yeah.
Out of the way, stupid thing tickles me.
Yeah, it. Well, it doesn't tickle me.
You don't feel a tickle every time you
eat? I miss the tingle. I don't, maybe I'm not ticklish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, my dumb ass is... a group of black guys who decided to... I'm not going to say where they at. I'm not going to say any names. I'm just going to say what they did. They decided to beat up a group of black teens, beat up a black guy who they accused of being gay. He went into the store, came out, and they decided to start beating him up just because they felt like he was gay. And then... They did it twice. They beat him up twice, and they decided to tape it twice, and then they uploaded it onto World Star Hip Hop, which kills me because they try to say that hip hop is about being anti-gay or, you know, committing hate crimes or committing black on black crimes. So they're dumbasses. But they're also haters. But the dumbest thing that they did was put this on the website, and they also put it on YouTube because now the FBI has gotten involved, and they're all going to be going to prison under because the anti-gay slurs they were shouting while they were beating him up is considered a hate crime.
Well,
so they're probably going to jail for the rest of their lives.
Well, we got to look at it, as we always say, dumb is the new smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was definitely, that was not smart. I mean, one, attacking a guy, yeah, he looks gay, I'm going to get him. And two, you want to be famous. We live in our lyrics! And you're gonna put it on the internet for the whole world to see. Gentlemen, enjoy your saggy pants.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little sore in there.
Yeah, they shouted, no faggots in Jack City. So now they're going to be, well, when they go to jail, they're going to be somebody's bitch.
Yeah, they're gonna perform well in lockup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, my dumb ass is actually along them lines, only... He wasn't mad at men who have sex with other men. He actually doesn't even deem human beings as worthy of having sex with him. He admits to having sex with 1,000 cars. He lives with his current girlfriend, which is a white Volkswagen Beetle. He's named Vanilla. And he defends, he's saying that he's a romantic, and he writes poetry about cars. And I talk to them just like a girlfriend.
Wow, really?
Yeah, cars are his preference. I don't think I need to say anything else. Yeah, that's what it is. He gets underneath the car, and he makes it happen.
Okay. All righty then.
Yep. Cars. Not a blow up doll. Not a pocket vagina. Not even no animals. None of that. He's like, I got a Volkswagen, and it's on.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Whoo! Didn't think it was gonna be like that, did you?
No.
On to something more serious. This Missouri teenager who confessed to strangling, killing, cutting, and stabbing a 9-year-old girl because she wanted to know how it felt to kill someone was sentenced to life imprisonment. We're in prison with the possibility of parole. It's one of the most evil, crazy, perverted things that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because when I think of it, I'm like, there's something chemically wrong with her. First. You know, I posed it in our Yahoo group, our Smooth Drama group, and, you know, they were like, yeah, I mean, she premeditated it. I mean, she thought it out. It wasn't like it was something that just on accident, she accidentally ran into somebody. I mean, she planned out how I'm going to kill someone.
Yeah. Just reading the I understand that people are saying that this is a young lady. But she's grown now, even though she did it when she was, 14, 15, but she's like 19 now. I'm one of those people that believe that evil exists regardless of what shape or form it comes in. Evil is evil. And it's just people out there, I don't care if they're kids or if they're grown people, they commit acts like this, and there's no redeeming value in them whatsoever. And in this case, she lured a little girl outside by the help of her little sister. So she manipulated two children, not just one. And she choked the little girl, stabbed her repeatedly, and then sliced her throat open and watched her bleed out. And then after that, she wrote about it and said, well, time to go to church, and went to a church dance afterwards. But she laughed about it. She wrote about doing it before and after she did it. So it wasn't just premeditated. This was something that was very, very well thought out. It wasn't just, I think this is what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to do it. She wrote about it, so she actually planned it. So, therefore, I think she should have gotten a death penalty. I don't think that she should be, no citizen should have to pay for her existence.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's one of them cases. I would be interested in talking to her, to knowing her history. What makes an individual turn into a monster?
I don't go for that. You know why I don't go for that? I don't subscribe to that crap.
No, I don't subscribe to it either. But I still would like to know what are the conditions that made her that way. I mean, because that you don't hear that every day,
right? She was born that way.
Yeah,
that's just how she is.
I won't say she was born that way.
Born that way. Sometimes you just got to accept that this world is not all peaches and cream, and people are born into this world evil, point blank, evil, cruel, vile, disgusting human beings. That's how it is. Like the Jeffrey Dahmer guy. He was born that way. He didn't have a reason to be that way. That's just how he was.
Yeah.
Just like a person can be born nice and sweet, it's the opposite exists as well.
All right. Well, I have a question here. in Provo, Utah, there's a comedian who wanted to prove a point as far as Black history and asking about Black History Month. And he was saying in the video, many students don't know much about Black culture. He used blackface. And I know for me, I'm like, well, what does blackface have to do with Black History Month? That was originated by white people.
But you know what? I would say it do have something to do with Black History Month or Black history, because white ignorance has always been played a big part in the history of Black people, because we're hated because of ignorance, and that is ignorance. That's just pure ignorance. So that's the part that it plays.
Well, I know he was trying to prove a point, but blackface is not Black history. We talking about what my criteria is,
right,
and what the criteria should be. Because when we talk about Black history, I mean, anything that starts with slavery or blackface or anything to do with Jim Crow, no.
That has nothing to do with the achievement of the black people or of African Americans. That has nothing to do with our contribution to this world.
Right. Well,
so,
and this is what I'm saying. I'm not feeling the blackface,
mm-hmm.
and I get he was trying to make a point where you don't know anything about it, but all I will contend is that blackface is white history,
mm-hmm.
because we did not originate that, and yeah, as 100 you say, it was a part of our history because of the ignorance, but hey, that's on y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't try to slide.
That's what you perpetrate, not us.
Right, not us, because I don't know. And although I did read one of the comments at the bottom where the commentator asked about White Chicks the movie, and I will retort that. One, it wasn't that funny, and two, I've never been a proponent of Black men dressing up in dresses, so
yeah,
doesn't really matter.
Wow, that's I guess you know some people would do anything for money, and. And I know that people always feel remorseful, like, or regretful, like, yeah, I did this, but I wasn't really thinking of the consequences or, you know, the impact that it would have, you know, once I did it.
He was looking for the shock factor. As he says, he wanted to raise awareness. In an interesting way to get a conversation started. But, I mean, me, myself, I'd have looked at him like, okay, you doing blackface, just don't come in my neighborhood. Or
he would have got his ass beat had he beat it in the right arena.
That's
interesting, all right. He would have got his ass
That's why he did it in Utah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I don't think he'd been walking around in the hood like Washington, D.C. like that. He would have got his ass tossed. But that's a conversation, an interesting shock value conversation to get started. On that note, from this 100%. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N-Word, and we're Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast.
smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drummer.